presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen are now on a round-the-world cruise aboard the Clara M, last of the Clipper ships. Already, only a few days out, many strange and baffling adventures have befallen them, adventures which seem to have no answer. Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent, has discovered many odd things aboard ship, and is keeping an eye particularly on the first mate, Teak Barnaby, so-called because he wears a peg leg made of teak wood. In our last episode, Kent was just about to retire to his cabin when he discovered that the helmsman was off his course. So far off his course that it was obvious to Kent he was doing it deliberately. Listen.
This man's either a fool or he was deliberately off his course. And I don't think he's a fool. I'd better talk to Captain Hawkins about this, and I'd better do it right now.
Yes?
May I come in, Captain? It's Clark Kent.
By all means, Mr. Kent. I want a little chat before turning in, Mr. Kent.
More than just a chat, Captain.
Eh? Something still troubling you?
A good deal. Captain, what I expected to be more or less of a pleasure cruise is rapidly becoming a headache.
I don't take your meaning, Mr. Kent.
Excuse my bluntness, Captain, but I believe you do.
Now, look here.
Just a moment. I spoke to you earlier tonight about the strange things going on aboard this ship, and you pretended to know nothing about them.
I did nothing of the sort. I merely refused to believe in such stupid nonsense as this legend of the Whistling Sailorman. I don't believe in superstitions, Mr. Kent, and therefore I don't believe that the spirit of a whistling sailor comes back to haunt this ship.
I don't believe it either. But someone is definitely trying to give the impression that he does. How much do you know about Teak Barnaby, your first mate?
All I know is he's a good sailor, and that's all I care to know about any member of my crew.
I'm afraid in this case that's not enough. Haven't you ever thought how strange it was that after so many men refused to sign on, Barnaby came along with a full crew in less than an hour?
It's happened before. Are you accusing my first mate?
I make no accusations until I can prove them, Captain. What course are we following?
Saba East for Panama.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps you can explain why the man at the wheel was following a course set for South by West.
I don't believe it.
I know a little something about navigation, Captain Hawkins. And I'm telling you, your helmsman was steering a course South by West. What I want to know is why.
I still don't believe it. But there's only one way to find out. Come along, Mr. Kent. We'll see about this right now. Well, there's a storm coming.
Well, the wind is kicking up a bit.
Looks like a bad one, too. Better have the hatches battened down. Helmsman's on his course all right now, Mr. Kent.
Yes, but I don't think he'll deny having been off it. You'd better question him.
I will, indeed. You there, helmsman.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Kent informs me you were off your course. Well, were you or weren't you?
Aye, sir. I was that.
Huh? Explain that.
Well, I kind of hard to explain, sir. The first time such a thing's happened to me in 30 years of sailing, sir.
That's no explanation. Your course is Saba East. Mr. Kent says you were steering Saba West. That's a full quarter turn of the rudder.
Aye, sir.
Well?
I can't explain it, sir. Unless I was kind of dozing off, sir.
You were awake when I talked to you.
You got a galloping tongue.
That'll do.
Aye, sir. All right. The only way I can explain it, sir, is that I must have dozed off at which time I got off my course. And then when I woke up, it appears like mayhap I didn't realize.
I'll have no sleeping on duty. Understand that?
Aye, sir. Sorry, sir.
I'll let it go this time. But if it happens again, you'll go in irons and no mistake.
Aye, sir.
Now mind your wheel. Well, Mr. Kent, I hope that puts your fears at rest. The helmsman got off his course when he fell asleep. It won't happen again.
I hope not. Well, good night.
Good night, Mr. Kent.
How he ever caught on?
You fool. Why didn't you shift your course when you saw him coming?
I wish I should know he knew anything about navigation. He's a landlubber, ain't he?
He's smarter than most. You might have realized it. We've got to be careful. He mustn't find out we've changed our course until it's too late for him to do anything about it.
Well, I didn't.
Never mind what you think. The next time he gets too close to you, shift your course for Sabah East.
Aye.
He's going into his cabin for the night. You can put her over to Sabah West now.
Aye, sir. Sabah West, sir.
Maybe I was wrong about the helmsman, but somehow I've got a feeling that I wasn't. Well, time will tell. Better get on into my cabin. Gee, where is that light? What? Whoever's in this cabin, stand where you are. The light. Ah, there we are. Well, I'll be... What are you doing in my cabin, Mr. Barnaby?
Oh, don't go off the handle, Mr. Kent. I can explain everything.
Better start right now, Barnaby.
Well, I know it looks kind of strange to you, my being in your cabin like this, but the captain gave orders, you remember, to search the ship for the Whistler.
Well?
I've been searching the cabin, looking in closets and under beds and all that, you know. Didn't think you'd mind if I had a look around your cabin, matey.
You usually look for something in the dark?
Now, heave to, matey. You're off your course. They can see you don't trust me.
I have little reason to trust you, Barnaby.
Now, matey, it's just that I didn't have time to put on the light. Only came into this cabin a few minutes before yourself. Now that the light is on, I'll just have a look around.
Don't bother. I'll search this cabin myself.
Yeah, as you like, matey. I'll be leaving you.
Good deal going on aboard this ship that I don't understand. I have a feeling I won't get far by questioning the crew or anyone else. Perhaps it wouldn't do any harm if I took a quick trip back to Metropolis and did a little investigation around the waterfront. Might pick up some information of value, something that might give me just the clue I need as to what's going on aboard the Clara M.
As Superman, I can fly back to Metropolis, make my investigation, and return to the ship before anyone has a chance to know my absence. Storm struck us at last. Well, nothing to worry about. This isn't the Clara M's first storm, and it won't be her last. So, up, up, and away!
Where's ship? Where's ship?
Is there a real nor'easter, Captain?
Aye, she is that, mister. Nothing to worry us, however. I've sailed the Clara M through worse than this. Hatches battened down.
Aye, sir.
We've got to reef sail. This gale is too much.
Aye, sir. Stand by the wheel four braces. Which way are they?
He's off the head sheets.
He's off the head sheets. Flatten the head sheets. Bless the righteous scurvy seahorses. Put your backs to it. Stand to it. Stand to it.
Barnaby. Barnaby. Better take a reef in the mains.
Aye, sir. Hodgkins. Mackerin. Onward, Donald! Aloft to the mainsail, lads! Move, you monkeys, move! Aloft with you! Aloft!
Let's go, warrior! Pull out a crack! Hold fast! There's a big one coming! Stand to the wheel there! Helm up! Helm up!
Captain! Captain Hawkins!
What the... Lad, what are you doing on deck?
I couldn't sleep, sir. Only to look for Mr. Kent. He's not in his cabin, sir, and I thought he might be on deck.
Well, he's not. Get below, lad, and... Hold fast!
Hold fast, lad! Another big one.
Mind your helm, man.
Right, you're right, Stephen. Up helm! Up helm!
Got a reef more sail, mister.
In there, all of you. Aloft to the topsail. Lively now, lively.
Well, you'd best get below.
I don't think I can make it.
Hey, the sea's kicking up worse since you got here. Here, give me a hand.
What are you doing, Mr. Barnaby?
They've got to lash you to the brace. Taking no chances on you going overside.
Hold fast! Hold fast!
Here she comes!
Barnaby, what was that?
Flash my eyes, the anchor cable slipped. You men there on the windlass, get that anchor up before she bashes in the side. Come on, up to it. put your bikes into it. Now then, all together. Ease. Ease.
Can't budge it, sir. The windlass is stuck, sir.
Ah, that devil take you all for a bunch of... Here, let me near that. Now then, all together. Ease.
Oh. That's it all. How about it, Mr. Barnaby?
Well, they're right, sir. She's jammed. We can't get that anchor up there.
Listen to that. It's the anchor swinging against the hull.
We've got to get that anchor up or lash her down, mister, before we're snove in.
We'll never get her up. Lash my eyes. Someone's got to go overside and lash her down.
That's suicide. If anybody gets caught between the side of the ship and that anchor, you'll be cracked.
Stop it. What? You ain't going to try it.
Someone's got to do it. But that blasted anchor will break a hole in us big enough to send us to the bottom. Stand clear, man. I'm going over the side.
Well, things seem to have taken a turn for the worse aboard the Clara M. Can that tremendous anchor be lashed down in time to save the ship? And what will happen while Superman is speeding toward the far-off city of Metropolis? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.